Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Man, Tyler, and Nick.
Well, Coach Durrell will join us in just a second, so we're looking forward to that. Tyler was off yesterday. They wanted the Buffalo Man to be here.
I would have been mad if I didn't get this one.
I got you. We had a great conversation with Tad Boyle.
I am jealous that I missed that one.
Yeah. Yeah, Tad was terrific. I mean, the big question surrounding... Well, the big question, of course, is your level of dedication to the university. And, boy, they're helping out Coach Durrell. I just read what he's making.
He's number three in the Pac-12, right?
I tell you what, man. It's nothing to sneeze at.
It's like, what, 3.6?
I thought 3.2, but you never know with other stuff that, you know, can come along. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's good. And I know there's a promise to spend more money on assistance. And... this is not just a CU problem. This is a Pac-12 problem. And, hey, CU's spending the dough here. So that's great. And, you know, Tad was very passionate about why he's at Colorado, just what it means to him. So with no further ado, we welcome the head coach of the CU Buffaloes, Coach Carl Durrell, on with us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I think this is going to get us started in the right direction. I want you to tell us about building a house in Colorado when you weren't living here. And I understand you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you started building it a couple years ago. It's not that you just bought one, but you were actually building one. Is that right?
And that's correct. And it's, you know, that actually came up to one of our donor functions, that question. They asked me, what was this transition that I made? And yeah, I'll be glad to explain that. So, you know, Colorado's home. I'm just going to lead off by saying that. We always felt, my family, my kids, my son Chandler, my daughter Lauren, my wife, family of four, my kids were born right here in Louisville. And, you know, this is one of the places where we started our family. We started raising our family right here. So yeah, I've always considered that this place was home. So when I moved on and done other jobs and got promotions and head coaching opportunities and things like that, you know, we just felt that in this profession, the coaching profession, it's so volatile. It's so, you know, I call it a nomadic profession where, you know, you're moving. Sometimes it's every year, sometimes every 2 years or 3 years. And what we were doing as a family, when we moved, we would buy a home, you know, everywhere I got a job to coach. And if I was there a year or two, we'd have to move. And you know, obviously you have a home for 2 years, you got to sell it. So that kind of went out of the window because you weren't really getting ahead in life. Buying a home, and sometimes some scenarios, depending on where you were, it was a losing proposition if your home depreciated with the market. So we decided not to buy a home for a while, and our last home that we bought was in Tennessee.
Okay.
And then when we sold that house, and when I was at the New York Jets, I rented an apartment. So we decided that after we sold the house in Tennessee, I said, you know what, where do we want to live? Hmm. Where do we want to be? Where do we want to kind of settle when I decide to end my coaching career? And we always thought fondly about Colorado. You know, that's where it all started. So actually 3 years ago, we ended up finding a lot out in Boulder County, which is hard to do. You know, the building restrictions, and there's just not a lot of property that's available for building on. Mm-hmm. But we found a nice place, and it's beautiful. And we found it, and so we bought the lot, and we kind of sat on it for a year, and then I went into year two with the Jets. I said, okay, we need to start building something because, you know, we were homeless. I had an apartment, but that was it.
Okay.
So we started building a house, you know, my third year at the Jets. And, you know, it gets finished in that last year. So we've been in it about a year and a half.
Wow.
And when the situation where Todd Bowles got let go and I get a new job with the Dolphins, so I go down to Miami, I'm doing the same scenario. I'm living in an apartment. Now Kim's in the house.
Oh, okay.
And so she's been living there, you know, for at least a year. I get home. I only get a chance to go home usually when it, from an NFL schedule in the summertime. So our vacation in the summertime is from middle of June to the middle of July. Then we go to training camp. And that's usually when I'm in Boulder. You know, I'm usually around. So the last two summers, I'm usually around just kind of playing golf or seeing some friends of mine or family and things like that. But, you know, we've always felt that that was going to be home. So when this job came up, and, you know, the scenario, you guys now heard the story, you know, yesterday when I told, I'll say it again, is, you know, it was Thursday night that I was going to fly home for the weekend because I was going to go from Denver to Indianapolis to go to the Combine, which is this week. So I get the call from the CU representatives Thursday afternoon about my interest in the job. And I said, well, shoot, I have tremendous interest. I love it. And that's when they said, well, when can we talk? I said, no, well, actually, I'm flying home tonight. So it was one of those things that I was actually heading home to see my family. Mm-hmm. And that was actually a perfect timing as to they didn't have to travel to come see me. And I was coming into town. And so we met at my home Friday morning for a few hours and hashed things out. And here I am today. So
amazing story.
It kind of worked out that way.
Incredible.
Coach, Tyler Flubb is here. First off, welcome back to the Buff family. I can't tell you, I'm super fired up about you. We did not cross paths directly at CU, but we just missed each other a little bit. So fired up to have you on board. You know,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You just talked about the state of Colorado, but I want to go a little bit deeper there because there's something about this university that you've obviously gravitated towards multiple times. This is your third tour here. I'm curious about the university, Boulder. I've always felt like if you can't recruit in Boulder, you just can't recruit. So I'll be judging you. But what is it about this university that makes it so special to you, not just the state?
I completely agree with you. If you can't recruit to this university, you can't recruit. I felt that way. I completely agree. And, you know, this setting to me, I mean, I'm in my office now and I look at through the stadium, I look at the Flatirons in Boulder. I mean, there's not a more beautiful place. And I'll never get tired of looking at that. And I just think that this campus is so unique. Being in where it's the setting when you're coming down off of 36 down into Boulder County into the valley there and you get a chance to see the whole backdrop of the whole mountain range there. It's not a more beautiful place. So I've always felt that way myself about the recruiting aspects of it. But this school is, you know, I'm used to being successful here. You know, I've been successful here, you know, in the last two stints I was as an assistant coach. And I know it has everything that you need to be successful. So we got to aggressively recruit, which is what we did when we were successful. We got to go out there and aggressively recruit. You know, I think we're going to build a great staff with great coaches. We're going to have great players. You know, we're in a good conference that, you know, obviously the Pac-12, and we get a chance to play on the West Coast and some other schools around that coast. I just think we're a great alternative. We really are. And I think we'll have a lot of success. So I'm just fired and ready to get going.
Coach, why is it so important to hire the right support staff to help you build this program back to where it once was?
Why is it so important? It's a couple of reasons. First of all, because we're developing players, we're developing coaches. I think you got to have great teachers to continue to promote the professional growth of our profession, which is elevating. You know, guys that come in on the entry level of a coaching, like graduate assistant coaches or quality control coaches. You know, you want those guys to get a chance to grow and develop and become position coaches, to become coordinators, to become head coaches. So, you know, that's the model that I grew up in as I coached, and I think we want to continue that model. But to start with, you know, to be in that type of progression, you got to have really good teachers on the onset. And that's why it is important to hire a good staff right now. I want a good staff of teachers, a good staff that's really committed to being involved and invested in our players. And then everything really starts to really go in through the roof from there. You know, I've always felt in my success in developing players as an assistant coach is that when you've shown that particular player that you cared for them, that you're spending time to invest in them, that you can help them get better and they can see the results, they will go through the wall for you. And I just feel that way. And I know that as a player, that's how I felt. As soon as my position coach helped me become a better receiver when I was playing, I knew that he knew more tricks to the trade that can continue my development, as an example. And that's the goal. You know, you're trying to get your players to play the best that they can be, which when they become those types of players, they really culminate to being a great football team. And that's where you have your success. So, but it all starts with great teaching, great investment in this developing players and keeping them confident.
Coach, I'm sure you've barely had time to turn the tape on yet, but just curious, when you look at your roster, do you see a roster that's on equal footing with the rest of the Pac-12?
I won't say it's on equal footing, no. But I say it's on good footing. We're heading in the right direction. I think this recruiting class that signed this year is a big part of that. You know, we got to continue to recruit a couple of really good classes that are going to be back to back these next couple of years that are going to get us to be at the top of the league in terms of what it looks like on paper. But I'll tell you this. I know that you don't have to have the best talent in the league to be the win this conference. I don't think that you have to be that team. You need to be talented, but I think you got to play great football. And I do believe in that. So, you know, being able to teach this game better than others, that's going to be something we hang our hat on. And that's me hiring great coaches. But I think we're getting close to having, you know, we're going to be where we need to be in a short period of time.
Coach, at the end of the day, what type of identity will your coaching staff and your players be known for?
Well, we want tough, you know, tough-minded, physical players on both sides of the ball. We want them to be smart, you know, very good football IQ and being taught, you know, great passion and fundamentals of the game. We want them to care deeply about each other. We want them to be able to be competitive and feel like they love their arena of being competitive and competing against each other in practice and particularly on Saturdays. And, you know, we want to build that element of trust in our program. So we want to create a unique program where our players really deeply care for each other and will just play, you know, like to their back to back together. You know, they want to play for each other. They want to win games. They want to be competitive and they, you know, obviously want to be good people.
Coach, what do you think as a head coach you owe to recruits? In terms
what I
of
owe?
What do you owe to you want them to come play for you? What do you owe back to them in terms of commitment?
Well, I think the recruiting process is this. You know, when I'm sitting with a family and their son, and what can Colorado do for you is what we would owe the kid would be a first-class education. You know, this is a higher institution of really getting a chance to grow and mature and develop from that standpoint. They're going to get a first, you know, rate opportunity to play for a great football program. And I think the other thing is, you know, is developing the person. You know, I think that's just as important. You know, a lot about football is obviously it's a game and it's a team game and there's a lot of things to be learned from that, from the highs and the lows in the course of a game. But I think, you know, your job as a coach is still to mentor and to help men become men and to mature and to grow and to be responsible adults and obviously great Buff alumnus that want to come back and support the next group. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just the football aspect. It's
right.
Developing the person.
Where do you see yourself in terms of your career?
Where do I see myself in my career?
Yeah, where are you at?
I see myself right here.
Best university.
Right here, baby.
All right.
I'm in my dream house, which not a huge house. I'm gonna tell you that. I'm in my house. I'm living in the neighborhood I want to be in. I got my house that's already been built. My family's here, and I'm directing a program that I'm very, very fond of. That really was good to me. So I can't ask for anything.
I don't want you to up and leave in a year. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that ain't gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. I can guarantee you that.
You can guarantee us that.
I love it. I believe the man. You believe the man.
Put the stake in the ground. Listen, it's here. See you.
He did build a house.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, we are thrilled. Congratulations for you and your family. The story with the house, I mean, it I mean, that is something else. You know, just really quick then, why didn't you more aggressively pursue the opportunity when it first came open then?
Well, I was just recently promoted as assistant head coach with Brian Flores.
The Dolphins.
And we were in the middle of, you know, there's exciting things going on in Miami. I'm going to tell you that. You know, we finished the season strong, obviously, with a big win at the end of the year there against the Patriots. And that team right now is this offseason is huge because there's three number one picks.
Mm-hmm.
There's two second round picks.
Right.
And then, I mean, we have a boatload of picks, you know, that we have in the first three rounds. So we were all working really hard and efficient about really going through this combine and really
right.
doing a great job of scouting, you because we know we have to add the right pieces to our puzzle for us to be successful, things, you know, things like that. So from my mindset, I was Asian. You know, I was just dead set on just because of what path we were getting ready to go into. So
right.
it's not like I knew of the job, and believe me, I felt like, man, that would be a great opportunity to come back. But, you know, I knew that they had other people that they were looking at the time. Eric Bieniemy is one of my best people and friends and colleagues that I've worked with. And his name was in there, and he's a former Buff. And,
yep.
you know, there's a lot of other guys that are kind of like that I felt that they, you know, would probably want to look at. But it was because I really enjoyed what I was doing, to be honest with you.
Well,
so when it did come to me,
yeah.
shoot, it was
right.
it was the one place I would be dying to go, and it happened for me.
Well, listen, we are all behind you. We're excited. And, boy, do we wish you the best of luck, right? So.
I appreciate that.
Shoulder to shoulder, my man. Congratulations.
Shoulder to shoulder. That's right.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank Coach. You,
Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.